you know, in each area, what we did was we selected the careabouts and how we wanted to make sure we broke through to each one of those areas of interest of that target audience. And then what we were going to do is support it with, you know, the regular television, radio, print, and online outreach, and then have an online portal to bring those people to a central location where we could essentially leverage crowdsourcing, where everyone's talking about their experiences, what they've learned, and create a platform not only for organizations like corporations to share what they've done in that area and how they're raising awareness, but also give the law enforcement an opportunity to use the community to let people know what they're seeing, and if the community can help law enforcement track down some of the bad guys.
And it also involves, I guess, a cyber IQ challenge.
Right. There's a cyber IQ challenge really for the general audience, for the youth, the elderly, small and medium businesses. And what that would really go in is check, you know, a baseline, and people could see, you know, maybe there are things that they understand, but maybe there's things they could investigate to learn more about to see how could they be more secure online.
And one of the great things about these challenges that you can do online, these IQ tests or whatever, is you can almost direct them in various ways as they say no, and then you can get them more information about that right there.
Certainly. And the thing about the portal is, you know, when we looked at the plan, we wanted to take the audience not just to be aware of it, to actually have more interest in the topic and then drive them to actions. And so, for instance, in the youth target, we said, well, we understand that it's very important to them about staying connected, the concerns about cyberbullying or being tricked online by people's identity. And so we said, okay, let's tie in things like t-shirt design contests that are related to cybersecurity, collegiate contests like Iron Chef, where we can see how college teams are solving these problems, and then online contests like scavenger hunts to go out and look for the information and share those.
And I think sometimes part of the interesting part of this is even the name of it, where people often don't understand the role that they play in cybersecurity. So even the name of it, calling it, you know, the cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility, just that is enlightening almost in and of itself.
Exactly. I mean, I would just share this, that when we look at like the elderly community, which is one of the fastest growing populations on the internet, we look at groups that are like, are concerned about maybe monitoring their activity, about being scammed, or maybe even being left out. I would say, like, my dad, for instance, uses Facebook more than I do, and he's retired, and he's always trying to stay connected on there. But at the same time, I like to share with him that there are things he needs to be careful about online.
Yeah.
And so looking at channels and how you reach that audience is important.
Don't click on the dislike button.
Exactly. Yeah. The dislike button. But really, it's about making it part of their lives, as opposed to, oh, yeah, I know it's out there. How do you get them to actually interact and make it part of their lives?
And one of the things that was listed as a standout idea is doing some kind of television show tie-in with a popular show to essentially tie this in a way, almost unsuspected way.
Yeah, you would say that's like almost a product placement, but in this case, it would be like for cybersecurity.
Idea placement.
Story. Yeah. Idea placement, exactly.
You know, I was thinking, I love the TV show The Big Bang Theory, where you have all these scientists and they're always geeking out. I mean, putting it something, idea placement in that show would be perfect.
Exactly, exactly. And at the same time, part of that idea was to create segments that would be broadcast on the show, but you would also look at to the community to create their own videos about their own experiences with cybersecurity and the impact that it can have if you're not careful.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the DHS challenge, because it seems like an innovative way of getting people to think about how to do these kinds of awareness campaigns.
Yeah, the thing about the DHS, I think what's important is that, you know, certainly from the Obama administration, that it's raising the visibility of this. And it's not only that it's impacting government, but it's impacting organizations and impacting individuals. So going back to the idea of how do we tie that in and saying that it's not just governments or the IT department's responsibility, what we look at is, as we said earlier, it's everyone's responsibility and how they're part of the overall cybersecurity landscape.
And I think I always think that in terms of green IT or the whole green movement, it can feel very you feel disempowered because it's all big things. You know, it's cleaning up buildings or greening buildings or things that I can't do myself. This is cyber can be a similar way. There are steps that you yourself can take that really make a difference.
Yeah. And part of that, going back to that platform idea, that, you know, when we find that there are some people that really like to get out there and lead those areas and topics, you know, the online platform would have like forum leads and amateur content. We could have safety and security courses, thought leadership content. We can even have incentives that tie into organizations that offer groups discounts for, let's say, some kind of product that will make them safe and secure. And just because they were part of this community, that they were able to take advantage of those deals. So it's something that I would say that we need to acknowledge that it's not going to happen in one location. It's not one organization's responsibility. It's not just the government's responsibility, but it's all of our responsibility. And I think that this effort, or this go-around, at least for the Cybersecurity Awareness Month, is certainly a good step forward to say, you know what, this is a big problem and we need to pay attention to it.